Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host of today's Contact program. Today, we're going to talk about something everybody enjoys, and that is the Community Days that's coming up on the 12th and 13th. Everybody has a great time and lots of good food. Let me introduce John Emmerich and Chuck Swisher. They are on the Dubois Fire Department Parade Committee that organizes and oversees the Community Days. So welcome, John and Chuck, to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
I'm very happy to have you. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the history of Community Days and what's coming up.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're going to interview John Emmerich and Chuck Swisher of the Dubois Fire Department Parade Committee. They're the organizers of the Community Days. And guys, I guess let's start with the history of Community Days. What in the world made you guys think of having Community Days?
Well, thanks, Pat, for the question, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners about Community Days. So we began way back in 1991, 35 years ago, was really the inception of Community Days. And really the theme of Community Days each year has been basically to celebrate our community. And over the course of the last 35 years, the Community Days presentation has really grown year after year. This year will mark the 33rd time we're bringing Community Days to our fair community. Two years, we did not have Community Days. One year was because of the COVID situation, and then there was another year where we had a reorganization, and we did not have Community Days that particular year. So this will be the 33rd time we bring Community Days to our community, and we're really looking forward to it. This year should be one of the biggest, and hopefully one of the best that we will put on for 2026. The theme this year is going to be some focus on the 250th anniversary of the United States, and we'll talk about that as we go into the interview here this morning.
Well, that's fantastic. And you know, one thing that has always impressed me is Community Days seems to go on without a whole lot of issues. We don't seem to have a lot of rowdy people, and things seem to be very much under control. So you guys deserve a lot of credit for making sure that that's how it goes. And the 250th anniversary, gosh, that's something that you only have once. But you know, I have to admit I'm feeling very old because I remember the 200th anniversary. And I remember how excited we were in 1976 when we had the 200th anniversary. And I was in a play and I had to sing, which I don't like to do, but I did that at the old Sandy Elementary School at the top of the hill on Wasson Avenue. So 35 years, that's hard to believe that 1991 was 35 years ago, but I guess it is. And can you tell me a little bit about the organization as far as how you have to organize things to make it happen without the hassles that we don't see?
So we have a committee, like Chuck said, that puts all this together. All nine fire companies are represented on it, and we kind of break it up in pieces, and there's different people working on different pieces of the puzzle, and we meet once a month to kind of put that puzzle back together and see where we're at. And there's a lot of work goes into it, from the fundraising to the scheduling. We really start in September and October for the next year, start booking acts, looking for acts, trying to get marching bands and parade units. There's a lot of pieces to this.
Yeah, that's true, John. And, you know, two of the big pieces you've mentioned is the fundraising, number one, and number two is arranging for the entertainment that we're going to have in the park and coordinating as far as the parade is concerned. And I have to tell you that, and your listeners, that, you know, the community has always been very, very generous. We begin the fundraising early to start the new year. We, by, you know, through a mail campaign, we work closely with businesses in our community to start the fundraising process. We also reach out to the citizens of our community to, for those that wish to contribute. And every single year, it amazes me how generous the community is when it comes to providing funding for what we do each year. And if you really stop and think about it for a second, all we are the facilitators of putting this on. Really, it's the community that puts Community Days on as a result of the fundraising that they support us with. And so we have a group of major sponsors that provide significant funding to Community Days. What amazed me this year in particular is donations from just regular citizens. We have about 425 families that have contributed towards Community Days, maybe $5, $10, $20, whatever the case may be, to really help us. And when you think about, you know, the economic situation in our country today, things are a little more expensive, fuel is going up, utilities are more expensive, et cetera. We've really had a windfall of support this year when it comes to funding. So we're in good shape in terms of providing something that should be enjoyable this year.
Well, that is good to hear, and I guess that level of support from the community makes me think you're going to have a very good crowd this year, which is wonderful for the 250th anniversary of our country. I hadn't thought that you really have to start early on this. I guess to have such a big event come off without a hitch, you have to pretty much do it all year long. So you start in September, so you have a couple months off. Is it difficult to get people to commit that far in advance?
No, a lot of the entertainment acts book way out like that. So I really have to start looking early in the fall to get some quality shows. And, you know, they're scheduling out that far. So, you know, matter of fact, as soon as this is over, like I'll get with an agent we use and I'll start looking at stuff, watching YouTube videos and stuff over the summer and, looking at different people, then really start trying to go after acts again for next year. You know, the bands, entertainment acts, like I said, they all book pretty far out. And, you know, a lot of even like the Roman performers in the park, they've been with us for years. So they come back, year after year. Mr. Kazam, the magician, Howard Minicone, he's a strolling juggler and act like that. He's been with us, for years. So a lot of them acts come back year after year, Face Paint Pittsburgh. So, you know, but we definitely try to get them on our schedule as early as possible.
Yes, I guess they like to keep busy, and to do so, they have to work off a schedule. So they probably do appreciate the early contact. So that's great. Well, you mentioned several of the acts you're going to have. Is there any others that we ought to mention?
Yeah, definitely. Friday, all weekend long, matter of fact, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier replica memorial will be over near the Legion. So a lot of the veterans groups work together to get that here. So it'll be in the park all weekend long. We encourage everyone to visit that. Like I mentioned, the Roman performers both days. Invictus Inflatables will have some inflatables set up for the kids. Rock and Roll Pet Store Show will be back again this year. He's been with us forever, too. TJ Hill, a magician from the Pittsburgh area, will be putting on two shows Friday and three shows Saturday on the Legion stage. Got a circus performer. She does a small aerial act and juggling. She will be there doing two shows Friday, three shows Saturday. 7 Mile Run will be our headline performer on the Cherry Amphitheater stage. They're a country band. They'll be there 7 to 10 p.m. Friday night. And then pretty much all them same shows Saturday. leading into our parade at 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. And then 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday night, it's going to be the Nerds Gone Wild band out of Buffalo area. They're an 80s band. They dress up kind of like the Revenge of the Nerds deal from the movies, if anyone remembers that. And they play a lot of 80s hits. So they'll be there from 7 to 10 p.m. And then we'll finish off the events with 10 p.m. Fireworks show by Starfire Fireworks.
Wow. And you mentioned before we were on the air that this year you expect to have the biggest fireworks display you've had.
Yeah, we're really excited. We put some extra money into the fireworks show for the 250 anniversary and had some good sponsorship for the fireworks program. So we're excited about that. The fireworks company is excited for it, so it should be a great show.
So anybody my age, 50 and over, they need to be there at 5 p.m. for the parade, stay for the 80s music from 7 to 10, and then at 10 for the fireworks display. You certainly don't want to miss the biggest one that they've had in the history of the community days. So I encourage everybody to get ready for that. And the food, you guys always have a big variety of food. And I know one thing about Du Bois is we love to eat. And you have had, I saw they had a Filipino booth with pancit and lumpia, something I eat often. My wife is from the Philippines, so I have that often. And, of course, the steak sandwiches and pizza, and I think you had a gyro truck there, and all kinds of food. So if you're hungry, Friday and Saturday, come on out. And, again, that's on the 12th and the 13th. That is coming up. You know, we're already into June. It's hard to believe, but time flies.
Time does fly, and you're right about the food. You know, folks really look forward to that. And you mentioned a couple. I'll mention a couple more here quickly.
Sure.
First of all, most of the folks that are in the park that are actually selling food are nonprofit organizations. Some nonprofits partner with a for-profit business to actually sell food. So I'll just highlight a couple, couple of them. You mentioned the Filipino-American food booth. That they are going to be back with us again this year. The Fourth Ward Hose Company here in town, they're working with Brody's Mac and Cheese. That'll be available in the park. The J.E. Du Bois Hose Company, they're going to have their smoked pork, brisket, and turkey sandwiches again this year. The Sandy Hose Company, they're going to have wings. And I'm kind of hungry this morning already. Haven't had breakfast, but a little bit too early for wings. Our friends at the Friendship Hose Company, the Sweet Adventure Ice Cream Booth, will be working alongside those. And then one that's near and dear to me is the Volunteer Hose Company and the Fireman's Platter with the halushki and pierogies and hot sausage. That's one that's going to be available to folks in the park. We're going to have baked goods are represented by a couple different organizations. Paint and Play is going to have pizza and bottled water. The First United Presbyterian Church, kettle corn and smoothies. Boy Scout troops will be over there with their French fries. The Garfield Lodge is going to have steak hoagies. So we've got a wide variety of food that's going to be available in the park. And, you know, everybody needs to remember that all of the entertainment, of course, the parade, all of that is entirely free to the community. The only thing that folks would have to pay for would be the purchase of food. And, you know, when you stop and think about it, you're really supporting a nonprofit organization here in town. And I know folks are very, very generous, and they'll look forward to doing that.
And I know they get a lot of business. I've heard a couple of the vendors say how pleased they were. And one mentioned they've actually sold out, had nothing left. So that tells you what kind of crowd you guys are getting. You know, we talked about the parade. Can you tell me what type of floats and all kinds of stuff are in your parade? You have a huge variety. It isn't just fire trucks, but we have a good display of those.
Well, you're right about that. Wouldn't be a fireman's parade without fire trucks, so we're going to have plenty of those. I'll talk about marching units for a second. A lot of folks look forward to the musical entertainment, that kind of thing that's going to be part of the parade. And we're still getting units that we're going to be adding to our list, so the list isn't complete yet. But one of my favorites is the Katanning Fireman's Band. They'll be back with us this year. And of course, our very own Du Bois Area High School Marching Band will be part of the parade. Everybody enjoy seeing those young folks. The Purchase Line High School will be there. We've got the Steel City Ambassadors from Pittsburgh are going to be part of the parade. The Gray Knights Drum and Bugle Corps from Johnsonburg are going to be with us again this year. We have the Keystone Regiment Drum and Bugle Corps from Northern Cambria. They're going to be with us. The Jaffa Highlanders Pipe and Drum Band from the Altoona area will be with us. And then a new one we haven't had before, the Nittany Highland Pipe and Drum Band from the Bellefonte area is going to be new to the parade this year. So we're looking forward to have them. And a group called the Tyrone Golden Grannies. They're going to be marching in the parade, as well as rival elite, a cheerleading squad that located over in the Brockway area. They're going to be part of the parade, too. So some other entertainment will be in the parade this year that we're looking forward to.
Well, I'm curious to see what the Tyrone Golden Grannies do. I will make sure to check them out when I watch the parade. I'm definitely going to be there. I want to hear that 80s band and hear the songs that I listened to in high school. That'll be interesting. Do you guys have to pay the different fire departments and the drum and bugle corps that come? Or are they coming to maybe win a trophy or something like that?
Well, that's a good question, Pat. So the bands, yes, we do have to pay. And you can understand why. Some of them are traveling a significant distance to get here. So, they need some money to offset those expenses. So, yes, we pay the marching units that will go through the parade. The fire trucks, the emergency response equipment, we do not pay, but they participate in a judging, if you will. So we award monetary prizes for things like the best appearing engine, best appearing ladder truck or aerial apparatus, things like that. So those folks are basically vying for an award in terms of the appearance of their equipment.
And what other type of awards do you have? I've seen best float and then you get specific like best nonprofit float and things like that. What other type of awards are available?
So those are monetary awards as well for the floats that will be going through the parade as well. Triangle Springs was our winner last year in terms of best overall float, and they're going to be back with us again this year. So yeah, we look forward to the floats that will go through the parade as well. Many of our sponsors have the opportunity to have a float in the parade, and they take advantage of that. Some of them take advantage of that each year, as well as the opportunity to have an informational booth in the park, and many of them are going to be doing that as well.
Well, I often see some trophies. How many trophies do you guys award after the parade?
Yeah, we stopped doing trophies a couple years ago, so all the fire apparatus are awarded. The winners of that divisions will receive a cash prize.
Gosh.
They like cash better than a trophy that sits and collects dust on their shelf. Most fire companies could use $100, and a trophy doesn't do much for them. So.
Yes, that makes sense. And I know a lot of organizations that get trophies end up having to take all the ones that are 25 years old or older and toss them because they get too many and they fill up a trophy case pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty common now for parades. Seem to people are more interested in cash prizes now than a trophy.
Gotcha. Well, if somebody would like to donate, how can they go about making a donation? You can probably use some extra money as you wrap up your preparation, and it doesn't hurt to have a little left over if somebody wants to really give you a big donation.
No, they can visit our website. There's links on there to contact us. Our address is on there. It's Dubois Fire Department Parade Committee, P.O. Box 2, Dubois, PA. Also on our website, there's links to all that information, the links to the scheduling, parade registration, everything. That's something new we're doing this year, and it's a work in progress. But we've learned a lot from it, and we'll definitely continue with this website and improve it. But it is DuboisCommunityDays.com.
Can they donate through the website?
They can. Absolutely, they can. So they can use a Venmo option if they decide to do it that way through the website, again, DuboisCommunityDays.com, or there is a way that they can actually mail us a check, again, at P.O. Box 2, right here in Dubois.
I think moving forward with the website, like I said, it was a new thing this year, but I think we want to try to maybe in the future be able to take credit card payments on there too. So that's something we've got to look into for the future. But right now, Venmo and just the mail's the way we're going with donations right now.
Yes, unfortunately, everybody has a credit card.
Yes.
And with all the bills that people are getting, they might have to use it. But that would be good. So remember, their website is DuboisCommunityDays.com. You can see a listing of the events and a timeline so you can pick out what you want to go see. You might like something other than the 80s band that I'm excited about. And you can also make a donation. If you prefer to mail a check, their address is on that website. And I'm sure anything that you could give, even $5 or $10, would be much appreciated. So guys, I want to thank you for coming. We have a couple minutes left, and let's go over some of the timeline again. This is the 12th and 13th, and that's Friday and Saturday, next Friday and Saturday. It really has crept up on us, and I'm hoping we have some good weather. Do you guys have a rain plan?
We pretty much go rain or shine. Last year was miserable, so we're hoping for a good year this year. So, like I said, hoping for some nice weather this year. You know, sometimes we'll have a storm move through and we'll deal with that. And that's not normally an issue. Like I said, last year it was just a bad weekend. It rained hard. So we appreciate the people that did come out and support it. And, it was a miserable weekend, but we're hoping for some good weather this year. Like you said about the times, Friday and Saturday. Friday, the park opens at 5 and all events run till 10 p.m. Saturday, the events start at 10 a.m. with a pickleball tournament at the YMCA. And then from noon to 10, all the activities in the park. Also, I missed when I was doing the Saturday events on the main stage from noon to 3. The Moore Brothers will be performing out of Clearfield. A lot of oldies music. A lot of people enjoy their show also. So I missed that the first time through. So definitely want to mention them.
Yes, the Moore Brothers have been around and everybody loves to listen to them. And pickleball is the new up and coming. So folks, thanks for listening. And remember, June 12th and 13th, Community Days. Please be there and go to the website, DuboisCommunityDays.com, for information.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.